We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. This is our Faith Promise Sunday. We are continuing in our calls to worship in the book of Ruth. This is one of the most wonderful books in the Old Testament scripture. There's so many lessons and so many themes that are intertwined throughout each chapter. And I told you last time as we concluded chapter 3 that Naomi said this about Boaz. What he started, he's going to finish. What he started, he's going to finish. I think sometimes people struggle far too long with decisions about right and wrong. You know, if there's a right action to be taken, get on it, get moving. Why are we sitting around debating and thinking about it? You know, I'm going to talk about this today as far as evangelism is concerned. Today, there are churches struggling through, you know, if God only died for the sins of the elect, why are we going out and spending money on missions and evangelism? We don't know who the elect are. And they're debating why souls are dying. Folks, God's already told us what we're supposed to do. Amen? Ye are ambassadors for Christ. Our message is, be ye reconciled unto God. God hasn't changed His Word. He didn't ask us to go back and debate things. He said, get with it. You're my ambassador. Go to work. And here we find that she says of him, he will not rest until he has finished the thing this day. And in the next chapter, we have it. Then went Boaz up to the gate. He didn't say, you know what, I'm going to take a couple of weeks to think about it. This is a huge decision. It was a huge decision. But you see, it was a right decision before it was a huge decision. So you do what's right. Amen? You don't say, well, this is the right thing to do, but it's such a huge decision. I got to think about it. No, you don't. Do it. Do it. And this is the blessing. Then Boaz went up. And he went up to the gate and he sat there until the man came, the nearest kinsman, and he went right over to him. And he said, I need you to come over here for a meeting. And he gathered 10 elders together there and he put it in front of him. And the near kinsman said, yeah, I'll do it. But in reality, he wasn't going to do it. Notice this, please. Verse 4. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, buy it, therefore, the inhabitants, and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me that I may know. For there is none to redeem it beside thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. Now, you're going to have to wait till next week. See what the story is. But we're going to find two different relatives. We got a relative that's waiting at the gate. He went from meeting with Naomi and Ruth, and he went straight to the gate to do what was right. All right? And then the fellow says, yeah, I'll do it. And there are all kinds of reasons why. But Boaz did it. And this is my point. When you know what the right thing to do is, do it as quickly as possible. Get it done. Get the right thing done. You say, well, it's a huge thing. It's a big thing. And that doesn't matter. Is it a right thing? Then do it. Boaz is honored in the Scriptures because he did the right thing and he didn't twiddle his fingers and he didn't debate about it for a month and he didn't think about it for weeks. He did the right thing, and guess what? He rides in the Scripture as the one who redeemed Ruth, and he rides right into the godly line that will produce the Messiah. Isn't that wonderful? When you do the right thing right away, instead of waiting and thinking about it and dragging it out and, oh, I don't know. Listen, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. When there's a right thing to be done, don't let other things work its way in there. Get to the right thing first. God will take care of the rest. And in Boaz's case, and in every case of those who did right in the Scripture, it always worked to God's glory. and to the person's benefit that was called to act. Do I hear an amen? What a blessing it is to be in the center of God's will. Because when you do right, everything will turn out right to His glory and to your glory as well. Your help, your blessing, because you did what was right.